Peggy Stashek's secret sauce was to celebrate special events for all they were worth, and in so doing, inspire others to do so as well. The flamboyant Metro Bakery worker lost her battle to ovarian cancer in 2016, and 2 years later, the family began perpetuating Peggy's memory with a fundraising Ugly Christmas Sweater Walk. For the first time on radio, son Derek Stashek tells us how the concept of the Ugly Sweater Walk came together.
When I was growing up, I was heading to an ugly Christmas sweater party, and I didn't have one yet. It wasn't the big thing they are now. So, yes, she went to a store, and she found a plaid dress shirt, and I think it was a package of iron-on stuff to make a Christmas apron. So she took all those iron-on goodies, little gingerbread men and Santa heads, and ironed them all over that shirt and did it up for me.
The walk has raised over $120,000 in its short five-year history and had an immediate resonance with Iron Prior residents.
The very first walk back in 2018, you put all this time and effort, my family and I and the Iron Prior Regional Health Foundation, and you never really know who's going to show up. You might only get a dozen people. Morning of that very first walk, it was like a little snow globe. A little bit of snow flurries falling and seeing everyone all decked out in their ugly sweaters. We had probably over 300 participants that first year. Definitely be a proud moment.
Derek says even under the pall of COVID, the walk remained remarkably resilient.
The biggest obstacle probably would have been the pandemic. It would have been our third year, I guess. We ended up doing a virtual event where people could dress up in their ugly sweaters on their own and go out for a walk while still raising money. And that year we raised over $15,000, which was far and away more than we thought that we would be raising, especially for a virtual event.
Derek began his personal fundraising journey as a member of the ADHS school club that brought Relay for Life to town in his teens.